Down the drain. The Duggins had moved into a new house. At the bottom of the yard, there was a river. Jack and his sister Kat liked to hang over the fence. They liked watching the leaves and sticks as they swirled past. One day, Jack discovered the drain pipe in the ground. His father said a drain pipe took rainwater underground and down to the river. Suddenly, Jack had one of his dumb ideas. Jack pulled the cover off the drain with a strong pole. "We could put some sticks down here," he said. "Let's see whose stick gets to the river first." So Jack and Kat dropped sticks into the drain. Then they ran to the fence. They watched the sticks shoot out of the pipe like arrows and splash into the river. "My stick was faster than yours," shouted Jack. Jack and Kat couldn't really tell whose stick was first. Then Kat had one of her dumb ideas. Kat got a spoon and a fork. "You can have the fork," she said to Jack. Jack and Kat dashed to the fence. The spoon flew out first and splashed into the river. Jack didn't like losing, so he said they had to do it again. Three spoons and forks shot out the pipe. They disappeared into the murky river. The spoon was always first. "Find something else," said Jack. So Kat found her mother's old china dolls. Moths had chewed holes in their clothes and hair. "Dad can't stand them," said Kat. "He says they are just dust bags." So down the pipe went the china dolls. "Mine won," shouted Jack. Down the drain was a great game for Jack and Kat. The drain became a favorite place for them to dump things they didn't want. Lunch not eaten went down the drain. Dirty socks went down the drain. Kat's jacket that the kids all laughed at went down the drain. The problem was that the socks and the jacket never made it to the river. One day, Mrs. Duggan was going out in her new shoes. Suddenly, she sank into the slushy ground. Then she saw water bubbling out the drain pipe like a bath of ginger pop. When Jack and Kat got home from school, they saw the digger and the mess. Their father was waving Jack's dirty, wet socks and Kat's muddy jacket. Mr. and Mrs. Duggan were really cross. "You could have killed the river," they said.
"Kill a river? How can you kill a river?" asked Jack.
"Rubbish in the river can take all the oxygen out," said his dad. "When plants don't get oxygen, they die. Then animals in the river die too, because they have no plants to eat." "It was a dumb idea," mumbled Jack. "A really dumb idea," said his mum. After that, Jack and Kat had to spend many weekends at the beach picking up rubbish. They picked up a heap of stuff, old shoes, plastic bottles, nappies, even underpants. Their mom, of course, found out about the dolls and she was mad. "They were antiques," she said. Jack saw his father grin. Maybe he thought that shoving those dolls down the drain wasn't such a dumb idea.